Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the First Congregational Church in Norwood, Massachusetts, with the Reverend Michelle Bagby Allen. FCC Norwood is a caring and inclusive faith community affiliated with the United Church of Christ. We are proud to be an open and affirming congregation and welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged with mental health in our community. Today is Sunday, March 17th, 2024. Our worship leader for today is Mary Finney.
The scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 14, verses 12 to 26. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Here ends today's reading.
Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, as we hear these words from Scripture, may they come alive again for us as we gather around your table. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer, the one who nourishes us for this journey. Amen. I so appreciate the children. I know you do too, because they ask the questions that we might like to ask as adults, but sometimes feel like maybe I should be already knowing the answer to that. Or maybe it's a silly question. But when it comes from the mouths of children, they're not silly questions, right? How could this have happened? Was it a miracle? Do miracles happen for us, or do they just happen for Jesus, who was God's Son? All the questions that we might want to ask, but sometimes as grown-ups, we keep quiet. We're taking a walk through Holy Week on the lead up to Holy Week because our Sunday school curriculum is doing the same, helping the children to understand that these things took place before we're in the midst of Holy Week and having them take place again for us, for our remembering. I don't know about you, but I don't have a great memory. This morning in adult Bible study, there were questions about history, and I went, I know I took a class on this. So when were the Dark Ages versus the Middle Ages versus what came next? Versus the Renaissance versus the Reformation. Yes, yes, we talked about all those things, but I realized, like, gosh, I don't know that very well. And I've started baking bread, baking sourdough bread, and from 1 week to the next, it's the same recipe. And yet every week, I have to go to the phone, pull up that recipe, try not to mess it up, even when I'm reading it, even though I've done it a fair few times. I think Jesus was so kind to his disciples to say, here, I'm going to give you something so that you will remember. Not just, and that gets me kind of emotional because we need to be reminded. I'm going to give you something to remember me by. Something so simple, something that you do every day, something that you have to do every day. When you eat simple, life-sustaining food, bread, water, wine, juice, when you eat those things that you eat every day, remember me. I wonder sometimes if we have overly ritualized communion to where we don't think of Jesus, we don't remember Jesus when we have breakfast. Some of us do, good job, but most often we go ahead and we eat our breakfast. And then, since many of us are quite fortunate, a few hours later, we eat our lunch. And then, maybe 5 to 7 hours later, we are blessed with another meal. I think that's what Jesus was encouraging his disciples, us, to. Not just when you're in a sanctuary, not just when it's been prepared by someone else, thank you, deacons. But whenever you eat bread, juice, or wine, remember. You might remember a last meal, the death meal. You might remember other meals along the Sea of Galilee when bread and fish became a feast for 5,000. Or even how Jesus, unlike John the Baptist, was criticized for eating too much, not being austere enough as a holy person. You might remember miracles. You might remember the walk on the road to Emmaus after the greatest of miracles, when bread is broken and recognition happens. We're going to share communion today. You didn't know it. And there's a reason for that. When Jesus and his disciples gathered for that Passover meal, they didn't know that the meal would be transformed for them from a liberation meal to a remembrance meal. We can still be surprised when we're invited to a meal and we can remember Jesus. This morning, the meal looks a little different in that the crust is still on the bread and it's sourdough. Surprise in the front. And soda bread with all sorts of lactose in the back, along with gluten-free for those who have need of it. Friends, when we come and receive these gifts, remember. Remember that Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Remember that we aren't meant just to celebrate this once a month, as is our tradition, in a holy place, even as we are blessed to do that. But remember that this is a meal that happened that we might remember in all our meals, in all our days, wherever we find ourselves, Christ may also be there. And so we pray because we call this a sacrament, a holy sacrament. I would invite you, especially this week and Holy Week, to think on that remembrance with every meal that you share with God, with your families, with one another. So let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we are reminded of your Christ, miraculously present with us today, in our memories with every meal. And so we would ask you to bless this bread and this juice, O God, as we remember how Jesus, even on the eve of his betrayal, took bread and blessed it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise with the cup, he took it, he poured it, he blessed it, he gave it to them, that they might remember him. His life poured out, a new covenant in his blood and in his love. So bless this bread and this cup. Bless those who come that they might have life and joy and wonder. I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon podcast. If you would like more information about FCC Norwood, check out our website, fccnorwood.org, or like us on Facebook. All are welcome to worship in person or via live stream on Sunday mornings. Worship rebroadcasts will be available the following day, and sermon podcasts on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.